Good morning, everyone. The sun is out. Yay! It's beautiful. But we say it's a beautiful day no matter if the sun's out or if it's cloudy or if it's snowing or freezing or whatever, because it's a gift, right? Another day, a beautiful gift from God. Well, I'd like to share a story with you. It's entitled A Life's Journey. Author unknown. So there's a lot of visuals in this story. So if you feel comfortable doing so, I would invite you to just close your eyes and travel along with me for a few minutes, okay? Once upon a time, a mouse looked through the crack in the wall to see a farmer. A farmer and his wife who had just received a package. The mouse thought, what food might this contain for me? But he was devastated to discover when they opened the package that it was a mouse trap. Retreating to the farmyard, the mouse proclaimed the warning. There's a mouse trap in the house. There's a mouse trap in the house, he yelled. Well, the chicken clucked and scratched and raised her head and said, Mr. Mouse, I can tell this is of grave concern to you, but it's of no consequence to me. I can't be bothered by it. So the mouse turned to the pig and told the pig, there's a mouse trap in the house. There's a mouse trap in the house. The pig sympathized and said, oh, I'm so sorry. But there's nothing I can do, but hey, I'm going to pray for it. The mouse then turned to the cow. There's a mouse trap in the house. There's a mouse trap in the house, he yelled. And the cow said, well, Mr. Mouse, I'm really sorry, but it's no skin off my nose. So the mouse returned to the house, head down, dejected, to face the farmer's mousetrap all alone. That very night, a sound was heard. What was it? That mousetrap. And guess what? It caught the tail of a poisonous snake. Well, the farmer's wife rushed to see what had happened, and the snake bit her. In the darkness, she couldn't see, but pretty soon realized that she was in trouble. So the farmer rushed his wife to the hospital, and she returned home with a fever. Everyone knows how you treat a fever, fresh chicken soup. So the farmer took his hatchet to the farmyard for the soup's main ingredient. But his wife's sickness continued, so friends and neighbors came to sit with her around the clock. And to feed them, the farmer had to butcher the pig. Well, the farmer's wife never did get well, and she died. So many people came to her funeral and to the home later that the farmer had to slaughter the cow to feed them all. So the mouse is looking through the crack in the wall at all this sadness. All alone, so sad. So the next time you hear someone is facing a problem and think it doesn't concern you, remember, when one of us is at risk, we're all at risk. Well, that's the end of that story. Isn't that a neat story? So it's a story that teaches us that we are interconnected, that we are dependent upon one another. That interconnectedness, that oneness, knowing that we're all created by the same Creator, that we are all siblings, that we are all breathing God together here, that we are all walking on Mother Earth together here, that we share 99.9% of the same DNA, Now, some scientists say that it's not that much, but many say it is, but it's a lot. That we are so alike, more alike than different, all one. And that we depend upon one another. You know, not a dysfunctional dependence that I depend on you totally for my happiness, but the dependence that we have as human beings to move us forward as a society, as a people. But somehow, the characters in our story didn't understand that. They didn't get it. Because what happened? Well, the chicken couldn't be bothered. The pig said, oh, I'm going to pray for you. But that's where that stopped. And the cow said, no skin off my nose. And so what happened, it had a very sad ending because everyone died except the farmer and the mouse. You know, in Unity we teach that our thoughts expresses our life. In Proverbs, that beautiful proverb, as a man, as a woman thinketh, so are they. That what we think in our heart, we are. So those thoughts that we hold manifest, express in our life. Not that we can change necessarily the circumstances, but our thoughts on how we respond to things, how we look at them, can change our life. So the power of thought, of making changes in our life that we want. A few years ago, a friend of mine shared a story of her aunt. Her aunt came to live with the family because she had lost her eyesight. She could see a little how to walk around, but not much more than that. Well, one morning she was late coming for breakfast. And my friend said, oh, you look tired. And the aunt said, you know, I am tired. I've been up all night reading. And of course, my friend realized she couldn't read. And she said, well, what were you reading? She said, I was reading my life story. And I didn't like the way it turned out. So tonight, I think I'm going to rewrite that story. I thought, wow, wouldn't it be great if it would be that simple? But in many ways it can be, to rewrite our story. So I thought about that and I thought, if we could rewrite the farm story that we just heard, maybe it would go like this. One day, the mouse was looking through the crack in the kitchen wall and saw a package. What's in that package, the mouse thought, something for me to eat? Well, when the farmer's wife opened the package, the mouse realized it was a mouse trap. Oh my God, a mouse trap. Frantic, the mouse runs outside and tells the chicken, there's a mouse trap in the house, there's a mouse trap in the house. And the chicken doesn't say, oh, I can't be bothered, but rather says, oh my goodness, what are we going to do about this? We have to figure something out. Let's go talk to the pig. So the two of them go to the pig, and the pig said, oh, that is terrible, terrible. We're going to work on this. We're going to find out how to fix this. And also, I'm going to call my prayer group and have them start praying for it. And then all three of them went to the cow. And the cow didn't say, it's no skin off my nose, but the cow said, you know, on this farm, it's all for one and one for all, and we're going to figure this out. So they put their heads together, and they decided they had two options. They could either steal the mouse trap, or they could dismantle it, so it wouldn't work. Well, they decided on dismantling it so it wouldn't be so obvious. So they made a plan together, this group of one, and they decided that they would each bring their gift to bear here. And the chicken said, well, since I'm the smallest, I'll go in the house with you. No one will notice me. And the cow said, well, because I'm so strong, I'm going to gather more cows. We're going to break the fence, and the farmer's going to have to come after us to try to get us all back in the barnyard. And the pig said, well, you know what? I'll stay and watch because I've got good ears. So lo and behold, they were able to dismantle the mousetrap. So how does this story end then? Well, since the mousetrap wasn't working, it didn't catch the snake's tail. And since it didn't catch the snake's tail, the snake wasn't there to bite the woman. And since the woman didn't get bitten, she didn't have to go to the hospital. And she didn't have a fever, so the farmer didn't have to kill the chicken for chicken soup. And since she wasn't sick and didn't need people to stay with her around the clock, the farmer didn't need to butcher the pig to feed everybody. And since she didn't die and didn't have a funeral, the farmer didn't have to feed people after the funeral, so the cow didn't get slaughtered. Very happy ending. Everyone lived because they rethought it. They rewrote the story. And they rethought it from, that's not my problem. Hey, I'll just pray for you. It's no skin off my nose, to we're all in this together. We're all in this together. A much different ending to that story. And so I think about us right now in such chaos, feeling separate, alienated from one another in our community, in our country, in our world. How to come to a place to remember that we are one, that what affects one of us affects all of us. If it's true that we have 99.9% the same DNA, that everybody around you is so much like you. So when one hurts, we all hurt. And on the news last night, there was a story of the 6-year-old little boy who, with his sister and mother, were in their family car, and there was a drive-by shooting, and he was killed. And his 11-year-old sister is in critical condition. And I thought about that little boy that shares 99.9% of our DNA, and that is our little boy. And we are grieving for that little boy because we're one with him. And knowing, too, that there will come a time, I'm sure for each and every one of us, when we find ourselves running out of the house. There's a mousetrap in the house. There's a mousetrap in the house. And that mousetrap can be, my life is falling apart. I'm afraid. I have a loss. And how and what are we going to be met with? Oh, I'm sorry, but I can't be bothered. I'll pray for you, though. It's no skin off my nose. Or rather, will we be welcomed with, hey, we're all one. We're going to figure out how to get through this because we're all in this together. All one. All one. Reverend Martin Luther King had a beautiful saying that unless we learn to live together as brothers and sisters, that we will perish together as fools. Learning how to live together, learning that we're one, one with each other and one with God. And that oneness is something that we affirm each and every time that we get together as unity folks in our statement of truth, our statement of being, that there's only one presence, one power in the universe. So I'm going to ask us now to come together to affirm that truth. And when we do so, knowing that that one presence and one power, that we are one with that and one with each other. So together, there is only one presence and one power in the universe and in my life. God the good, omnipotent.